USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Did Hunter Biden commit a crime? Have you spoken to your son, Mr. President-elect? Proud of my son.
President-elect Joe Biden's first comments regarding his son, Hunter Biden, saying he's proud of his son. The Department of Justice continuing to look into Hunter Biden for possible money laundering and his foreign business ties. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill still haggling over a new coronavirus relief package. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders saying,
"We cannot go back to our families during the Christmas holidays while tens of millions of families are suffering. They are looking toward us."
Sanders and Republican Senator Josh Hawley saying that Americans need stimulus checks again to the tune of $1,200 a person. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune into Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
It appears President-elect Joe Biden is sticking with people he knows and people that have been in Washington, D.C. for a long time for his administration. The transition team naming Susan Rice as the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council. Rice served as National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. under former President Barack Obama. She also misled Americans regarding a terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya, which is why Mark Geist, former Marine, believes Rice is unfit for this position.
Joe Biden puts in somebody like Susan Rice, who we know has lied to the American people about Benghazi, who has zero experience in domestic policy, and a lot of failures truly in her foreign policy, even outside of Benghazi, and how she handled that.
More content coming to Disney Plus, Lucasfilm, and Marvel Studios will be delivering at least 22 series to the streaming service starting in 2021. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The minority leader in the House of Representatives has some strong words regarding Eric Swalwell and a Chinese spy.
Some Republicans are calling for California Representative Eric Swalwell to step down from the House Intelligence Committee, calling him compromised after his relationship with an alleged Chinese spy was revealed. Swalwell's office says he broke off contact with the Chinese national, Christine Fang, after being warned by the FBI in 2015 that Fang may be a spy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the issue goes much deeper than just Representative Swalwell. The California Republican tells Fox News that Northern California has been a target for Chinese spy activity for a while now.
This goes much deeper than just Swalwell. When you think about it, if the Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff knew this and kept him on the committee, that raises a very big question. It also raises a question when the Democrats backed out of the bipartisan China task force. Now it raises questions, why would they do that? What's most interesting is the Chinese has really focused on Northern California, Silicon Valley. Dianne Feinstein, for two decades, her body person, the person driving, hearing all of her phone calls, a communist spy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
MasterCard will no longer allow payments on a leading pornographic website after it discovered videos depicting rape and children. Visa halting payments as well after its own investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.